Wendy Bosch Thomas is the Chief Executive Officer of the Grand Prairie and District Chamber of Commerce. She is also the manager of the Peace Region Energy Show that is coming up May 13th and 14th at the Terrace Center at Evergreen Park in Grand Prairie. She joins us on the line. Wendy, thank you very much for joining us. How goes final prep to the show?
Well, thank you, Case, for contacting us. Things are going well. We're getting closer to the start of the show, and things are falling into place nicely.
What is the show featuring this year? I'm gathering a lot of excitement is coming to the show.
Well, the Peace Region Energy Show, that was It was formerly under the Petroleum Show. That has been around since 1995. So we've evolved, and we're evolving again. So in this one, we are still with the 400-plus exhibitors, inside and outside, with all technologies of the energy industry. But this year, we have a special inaugural show, I'll call it. It's a two-day speaker's corner. And So we wanted to level up this show, bring in partners. We have great partners helping us out. We're bringing in upstream, so producers, midstream companies. We're bringing those in, energy industry associations such as CAP, which is the Canadian Association of Petroleum Producers, and Enserva. We're bringing in discussions on the energy landscape in the province, nationally and global. With all the uncertainty right now, I think people are just curious. Really, what is going on? I think, of course, there's always room for the local relationships and focuses, which is happening right here locally. And then we're going to bring in a leading energy innovation panel as well. So we have some really exciting options for people, not only to entertain themselves at the trade show, network, do business. That's what this is about. But this is a side feature just to give, an impact to this show that we've never had before.
New ventures are certainly on the horizon, it sounds like. And you brought up the networking portion of this to the show as that. With the new adventures, how much is this a chance to network, and how good of a chance is it to network with everybody in the Peace Region and surrounding area with the new adventures and some of the veteran exhibits, I guess it was, with the show, considering the energy sector is evolving right now?
Oh, it certainly is evolving. And, with our exhibitors, both, veteran and new, there's always something, to talk about with change, whether it's in technology that has been traditional, moving into new technologies such as carbon capture and hydrogen, things like that. But we're also connecting this year with all of the stakeholders. Like I said, bringing in producers and midstream and associations, experts on energy in all facets of, locally, provincially, nationally, and globally. So it gives a well-rounded picture of where we are and what we're doing. If we're, considered the economic driver of the province, this will certainly give a snapshot of why we are.
It certainly seems true that thing of new ventures, the component of new ventures are coming forward. How much of an opportunity do you think this is for the energy show to expand its horizons, especially with, for example, the Peace Region having the possibility of nuclear power coming to the area?
Oh, certainly. That we have great interest in, looking at that further, particularly, from your area. And although we're not quite ready yet to have someone come in and talk about it, I think you guys are just in the process of working on that new technology in this region. But when that time comes, certainly, that's why we rebranded to the Energy Show, because it takes all kinds of energy. We're looking at, you know, data centers potentially. We're looking at, you know, like I said, the new carbon capture technologies that are working or dealing with the service industries and, you know, hydrogen and, you know, solar. It doesn't matter what it is. Energy is energy, and we need to be on the forefront of it. They're bringing a career forum here on, mm-hmm. on the Thursday, on the 14th. Mm-hmm. So there's an opportunity for people who, you know, are looking to get into the energy sector, learn about the energy sector, and see, you know, what possibilities there are as far as, you know, a lifestyle, a job, you know, regional work encompassing in this sector. So that piece is important because often people think of, you know, a few different job opportunities, but there's so many, so many. And so we're having our partners come and, you know, let people know what that looks like.
We also like a career fair.
It is, exactly. We're tying that in this year as well. That is something new that we've not done before as either. We are bringing back the student contingent for regional high school students who are looking at careers in energy, and we're going to show them around and have a program for them as well. So there's a little bit of everything. There's the networking piece. There's the learning of, you know, what's new, what's traditional, what hasn't been changing, what the gaps are perhaps, and then that really important piece of understanding where we're sitting as an energy, I guess, powerhouse in Alberta.
Discover the future of energy, as I read on your website here. Is that mm-hmm. the theme of this year?
I don't know if there's a theme. I think that's something that we always want to bring. I think the new piece of it primarily is the educational piece. Where we're at, where we're going, and, you know, what does that potential look like?
The Peace, Reach, and Energy Show comes to the Terrace Center at Evergreen Park, May 13th and 14th. Wendy, I ask, how much are you looking forward to it?
I am so excited. I'm so excited. I'm so excited for this speaker's corner. I'm so excited for the involvement from all stakeholders. Doesn't matter if you're in service or you're in production or you're in government, you are all part of this ecosystem. And I have to tell you, it's free to attend. I would ask.
Oh, free.
Free to attend for attendees. So make sure to go online and pre-register if possible to avoid the lineups, but there, of course, will be opportunity to register on site.
I appreciate this. Wendy Bosch Thomas is the Chief Executive Officer of the Grand Prairie and District Chamber of Commerce. She's also the show manager of the Peace Region Energy Show coming up in Grand Prairie. Wendy, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Case. It was a pleasure. Take care.